I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Yet another Christian woman in Pakistan has been sentenced to death for alleged blasphemy against Islam after a multi-year trial. Most cases like hers are overturned on appeal by higher courts, but these intimidation tactics against minority faiths must not be overlooked by the global church. Daryl Templeton with Megavoice.
They're trying to become more cautious in a way to avoid being prosecuted, because the situation is getting worse. But on the flip side, we see others that are becoming bolder. And it's like they are saying, well, you know, they can't arrest us all, so let's be bold in our faith.
Pray believers will be salt and light, and pray for justice. And this week, participants from every region of the world are in South Korea for the 4th International Congress on World Evangelization, hosted by the Luzon Movement. MNN's Ruth Kramer.
This Congress is a once-in-a-generation sort of gathering. It's equal parts overwhelming, intimidating, and exhilarating as meetings get underway to figure out what the global church's priorities are and how to accomplish them from now through 2050. Called Luzon 4, early preparation began with the release of a report called the State of the Great Commission, and within it are loads of data, plus four main themes: polycentric mission, institutional rebuilding, demographic shifts in anthropology, and the digital world, or what it means to be human in the world of technology, new challenges and opportunities, and a chance to get a glimpse of the Big C Church in action, in person. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Kramer, Luzon 4, South Korea.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with a goal of growing disciples of Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.